Hello, Internet! Welcome to Game Theory, the show that always welcomes you home like a good neighbor should. Today, we are revisiting a franchise that I have been so excited to jump into ever since I became host of the channel. The creative and artistic horror experience, Welcome Home. I have been hooked on the way that this website tells its story, with spelling errors, drawings, and literal bugs revealing to us the strange and wonderful world of this long-forgotten 70s edutainment show, and a group known as the Welcome Home Restoration Project that is trying desperately to revive it. But in classic ARG fashion, there are dark secrets beneath the surface. Spooky audio messages, hidden pages, and disturbing videos all showing us that this charming neighborhood might not be so charming after all. In fact, it's way more than just a kids show. It's a cult. A cult that worships an all-powerful entity that lives in the center of their town, the sentient house known simply as Home, and led by its faithful servant and Mr. Rogers stand-in, Wally. In our last couple of theories, we've established that Wally has somehow managed to make contact with the real world. This is all in order to indoctrinate the WHRP and eventually the world through the exhibitions that were being put on. However, it became clear that Wally might not actually be doing this willingly, which I guess makes sense. No one could be evil and wear stylish soft boy cardigans like that. I should get me one of those. Amy, can we make one of those?
Only if you prove that people want to buy it.
You know what to do, guys. Get down in those comments. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, Wally. It turns out that Home has been controlling Wally this whole time, but now he's trying to fight back, and he's not the only one. There's someone else from the neighborhood that's been using the bugs on the website to expose Home's plan, the local bug enthusiast and resident grump, Frank Frankly. But now, after all this time, the internet darling, Wally Darling, is back, and he's got a shiny new website in celebration of homewarming, which is Welcome Home's version of Christmas, in March. So, as you can tell, things are already not adding up, which means there's likely going to be a bunch of brand new lore waiting for us in the neighborhood. So, even though it's spring, wrap up warm, get a hot cup of cocoa, and join me, neighbor, as we uncover the secrets behind this new website and spread the holiday cheer for all to hear. For all to hear. For all to First of all, when I say shiny new website, I really do mean it. This isn't just an update. The old website has been taken down and a new one has been rebuilt in its place in order to get rid of all those pesky bugs, glitches, and files. There are these weird new doodles around the website, but I clicked on them and nothing happened, so it seems like this reboot was a success. Other than that, the website seems relatively similar to the old one, outside of the new Christmassy themes. But if you take a look at the news section, there's a newsletter that tells us all about the new stuff they have over on the merchandise page. So I guess that's where we're going next. And they really weren't lying. This is by far the biggest part of the update. There are audio files from Welcome Home commercials, songs sung by members of the neighborhood, including Wally's tone-deaf rendition of the song Toyland by Doris Day. There's even children's toys that contain actual throwing knives and an unsettling cookbook full of disturbing recipes that I am definitely going to be sending over to Santi later. But there was one new addition that stood out to me above all the rest. Yes, even those deadly weapons. And that was the Crispy Sweets Frosted Cereal Box. More specifically, the back of the cereal box. We see our reliable mailman, Eddie Deer, holding a decoder ring, encouraging us to make or break secret codes. Call it a hunch? I think that might be a clue. This decoder ring uses pictures that correlate with the letters of the alphabet. And if you've been paying attention, these pictures are the exact same as the ones we've been seeing scattered around the website. Ha! I knew those random doodles weren't just random doodles. So of course, I scoured every page and found every last one of them. Now all we have to do is figure out what this jumble of letters is supposed to say. I managed to find the words away from prying eyes, but I was left with a handful of letters that at first I just couldn't figure out. That was until I remembered that this is a web-based ARG. These letters aren't words, they're part of a URL. Three W's at the start and the TNE spelling out the domain, .net, giving us the website www.awayfrompryingeyes.net. And sure enough, type that into your search bar and we're taken to a brand new website. This site contains the writings from a member of the WHRP gathering evidence of all weird glitches from the old website, trying to figure out what's going on. Going down the page, we can see that the writer is named W, which feels suspicious given the only character we know with W as the first letter of their name is Wally. However, we don't really get anything more to go on, so I'm just gonna leave that be for now, but make no mistake, I'm watching you. Regardless, I started reading what W had to say, and as I did, it occurred to me that we've actually met this character before. In this post, W notes his frustration. Quote, "No one has come forward or provided leads, and dead ends have since piled up," which lines up with a quote from a newsletter that was posted during a minor update back in October, the Halloween update, where again, the writer is very vocal about the lack of information. "Our source has yet to send the full book. I don't understand why. What is it worth to leave it out? Ripping out pages. What a waste. It takes so long to get everything off of them. Still, we're patient, aren't we? If you're reading this, please hurry. So, it would appear that W is the one writing the newsletters. But those aren't the only writings of theirs that we've seen before. Remember on the original website where we found text that said things like, "When I unwrapped the first letter, I felt it. I heard it. Open, open, open. I want it out. I'm going to get it out." Well, the same kind of writing style can be seen from W on this new hidden website. "It needed me. I needed it. Everyone started to look at us. You want this as badly as I do." Up until now, we've suspected that these hidden entries on the old website were written by the question answerer, the museum curator that was hired to put on the Playfellow exhibition. They created their own hidden website that would tell us about a dream they had with Wally sat at the foot of their bed calling them on a toy telephone. He was the only one acting erratically, so at the time, it made sense that he would be the one making these chaotic entries. But now, W's writing seems to be a much stronger match. Plus, it would make way more sense for a member of the WHRP to be able to alter the main website rather than a freelance museum curator. W even references the question answer and the events that we saw in the last update. Nothing from our curator who has since recovered. "I don't know what happened to them to become so unwell, to create that page." Things clearly got a lot worse for our curator friend between updates. But despite knowing about the website and what it said about the telephone, W decided to grab the defective toy anyway and continue trying to fix it after the exhibition. We can see a page labeled "Broken Phone" that contains their findings, and we learn that no matter what W tries, the phone is still doing the same thing it was for the question answerer. It won't stop ringing. When they pick it up, it doesn't give them an answer either. Until it does. What we hear is Wally's terrible cover of the song Toyland. Only this time, there are lines from Wally talking at the beginning and the end.
"Did you like it? I wish I knew, but you still won't tell me anything."
Wally is still using the phone to communicate to whoever is on the other end. But unlike last time with the question answerer, I don't think this is the side of Wally controlled by Home. Listen to what Wally says before hanging up.
"Everyone's usually so busy, so it's just me and Home for a long while. I don't want to end this call."
That line, "I don't want to end this call," to me, sounds like desperation. Wally says that he's alone with Home, and he doesn't sound excited, because with no one else around, Home can take control and carry out the next part of his plan.
"But I have to go get ready for home warming."
Home warming is the next part of Home's scheme to keep the neighborhood in line and indoctrinate more people into this cult. And we can see this plan in action if we head on over to the second piece of evidence from this new secret site named Commercials. On this page, W tells us they managed to somehow find snippets of the actual Welcome Home TV show playing on their old TV. Previous entries on the old website talked about how no one seems to remember the show, and despite having a bunch of merch, they had no evidence the actual TV show existed. So this is a huge deal. At least it would be if W had actually managed to record any of it. Dude, you had one job. Though, I shouldn't give them too hard a time. They seem to recognize their mistake, and so from this point onwards, they leave the TV on, constantly watching, hoping the show would return to the screen. Until finally, he found something. Quote, "I was finally rewarded in December. The channel it appeared on didn't make any sense, but I didn't care. Video evidence and audio started playing one after the other. I've captured and compiled together whatever I could. When footage would disappear, I would have to move to another channel, where another would appear and then disappear again." This explains why a Christmas-themed update seems to be happening in March. The newsletter that told us about the new merchandise is actually labeled December 25th, Christmas Day. But immediately after that, a new newsletter is released calling it a mistake. Quote, "I hadn't realized how much time had passed. This update was planned for December, but they were so engrossed with these commercials, so determined to record evidence that they lost track of time and ended up staring at this TV for months. To the point they even claim that things in their house have started rotting. But it was worth it, because now, after a year of the website talking about a show that didn't seem to exist, W finally had video evidence of Welcome Home, and what has been uncovered is harrowing. This video is mostly filled with commercials, advertising things like cereal, sleeping pills, and cigarettes. Ah, yes, a balanced breakfast for any child growing up in the 70s. I'm making a joke about it, but back then, advertising this sort of thing with animated characters was pretty normal.
"Gee, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay, how's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break. That's it."
However, morally questionable adverts aren't the only thing this video includes. W laments that the original show they saw never reappeared again, except for a couple of clips from the perspective of a character we've not actually spent a lot of time with. Compared to the likes of Wally, Frank, or Barnaby, he felt like a bit of a background character. But now, he seems to be taking center stage, showing us that decoder ring that got us started on this whole journey. I'm talking about Welcome Home's reliable mailman, Eddie Deer. In these clips, we see Eddie wondering why no one asked him to deliver anything, and so, to pass the time, he starts wrapping presents for his friends, but constantly begins to doubt his choices. If no one is trusting him with the mail, are his choices even good enough?
"Well, no one has asked me to deliver nothing yet. Let's wrap Sally's presents first. Actually, maybe Julie's. She's going to love this chimney cozy I got her. I mean, I hope she does. Well, come to think of it, Julie hasn't called me either.
All of this eventually leads to frustration. He slams the desk and throws things around because he feels useless and alone.
How am I supposed to do my job when no one gives me something to do?
Poor guy. Just give the man something to deliver. It's all he has. But these clips highlight something that has been bubbling away under the surface of Welcome Home pretty much since the beginning. Eddie is an outcast. In our last theory, we showed that the interactions between the neighbors are not as harmonious as they seem. But looking more closely, you realize that out of all of them, Eddie is the one that is most often mistreated, insulted, or taken advantage of. When Eddie is talking to Howdy about what he's doing that day, Howdy just waves him off.
Just in a rush today. I'm a little behind with my delivery run.
You don't say.
You have a good one too, Ed. Boy, that fella can talk your ear off.
Barnaby chases him down the street demanding his delivery. And in a secret video from the Halloween update, Sally is talking about a famous performer. Eddie recalls that same performer, and Sally says, even the mailman gets it, as if he's somehow lesser. Clearly, the town thinks very little of Eddie. But there's something else that stood out to me. Why is there no mail? It's the holiday season. Surely there's something for Eddie to deliver. Even when the neighbors are being mean to him in those previous videos, he's still going around delivering mail. Hence, Barnaby is even able to chase him down the street. So where has all the mail gone? Well, do you guys remember the guest book from the original Welcome Home website? The one that had all those reaction drawings from Wally that helped us figure out he was talking to us? And do you remember what greeted us before we entered that guestbook? A colourful envelope, a pixel art version of Eddie Deer, and an image telling you to visit the guestbook next to another image of Eddie. Eddie is associated with the guestbook, almost as if he's responsible for delivering those messages. But what you might also remember is that back in July, the guestbook was closed in order to stop Wally from interacting with us. Quote, I'm closing the guestbook. I'm not playing this game anymore. The ringing is enough. You could still see the guestbook, but you were no longer able to submit new entries. There were no new messages to pass on, no new letters to deliver. And that's why, come homewarming, Eddie has run out of stuff to deliver, because the well of fan interactions has dried up, meaning he's out of a job and now he's starting to crack. And that is exactly what Home wants. This video continues with the residents all heading to Home for the homewarming party. Eddie sits in an armchair and the narrator says,
Eddie Deer was happy.
But as the line is repeated, Eddie's face begins to sweat. He looks concerned. The audio begins to build until suddenly there's silence. Eddie looks at his plate, a plate that holds a single pea. That's pretty weird, but this quote-unquote meal is featured on the last page of the Welcome Home cookbook as a certified showstopper, and at the bottom of the recipe is a note. Having a get-together? Consider inviting more peas to the party. Add additional peas according to how many guests there are. Take care not to place them too close together. The peas aren't just peas. They are representations of the neighbors from home, just like the pegs were in the last update, and it's telling us to have them all separated rather than together. Up until now, we believe that Home wasn't happy about the neighbors constantly fighting each other. But the more I look at this pea on a plate, the more I wonder if that's actually what Home wants. Home doesn't want any of them too friendly or close. Why? Because it offers them the perfect opportunity for control. In this video, Eddie looks up to find himself alone in a black void, with Home staring right back at him. A scene that looks awfully familiar to the one we found underneath Home on the old website. A black void with Wally worshipping Home as Home's eye is staring at him. What follows are the sounds of Eddie struggling, his heartbeat racing, he clutches the arms of the chair, his vision begins to blur, until we are snapped back into the party with Frank and Sally talking to Eddie. Exactly like what happens to Wally during the Halloween update. We've known for a while that Wally is under the control of Home, and so this new video is showing us that he isn't the only one. Eddie has also fallen into Home's grasp. Earlier in this video, we even played a clip that shows Wally feeling isolated and alone.
Everyone's usually so busy, so it's just me and Home for a long while.
That is Home's tactic. Get the neighbors alone, disenfranchise them with the neighborhood, and take control. We see the idea repeated in Wally's rendition of Toyland.
While you dwell within it, you are ever happy.
While Eddie was living in the neighborhood just dwelling, he was happy. But the moment he saw the neighborhood wasn't all it was cracked up to be, passing its borders, he's gone too far. He can't go back to pretending everything is fine. Eddie feels like he's not wanted in the neighborhood. He's becoming separated from the group. So much so that he is the only one to not have any homewarming decorations on his post office. And thanks to the lack of mail from the guest book, he's become isolated, lacking purpose, making him the perfect puppet. And remember, the only reason he has no mail is because Wally, Home's first puppet, was responding to the guest book, which forced W to shut it down. Home has been playing 4D chess this whole time, and we had no idea. Home is using W to take control of the neighborhood, the WHRP, and the world. Eddie being under Home's control also explains why W hasn't received any updates since Christmas. The WHRP always said all the information found on this website was extracted from documents that had been uncovered in brightly colored envelopes. Colored envelopes have always been associated with Eddie. He delivers all mail to and from Home in these colorful envelopes, which means he was always helping Wally to send these letters from the start. But now, Eddie isn't collecting or sending mail anymore. He's working for Home. But hope is not lost. Frank, frankly, is seen at the end of this video talking to Eddie.
Mr. Dear, are you listening?
But when Eddie isn't responding, Frank becomes more concerned. He stops addressing Eddie as Mr. Dear and starts whispering his first name. As we discussed last time, Frank is the man on the inside. He was the one we found on the question answer a secret website in a picture that showed him with human hands surrounded by his own body parts. He is using these to disguise himself and uncover the cult at the center of the neighborhood. And now, he's using the bugs and secret videos to help us realize that horrible truth. As Eddie can barely get a word out during this encounter, it seems like Frank is aware of what's happening to him. He's becoming another puppet for Holmes' game, and so he's trying to help him break away. Each time Frank says Eddie's name, Eddie's vision becomes clearer. Kind of like how in the secret videos we found by clicking Frank's bugs, we see Wally's vision begin to glitch out when his name is mentioned. These videos are from Frank, so he knows that saying their names, expressing concern and building those connections, it can disconnect them from Home. But he does it in whispers so the rest of the neighbors, and especially Wally, can't hear him. Again, the other neighbors don't know that Frank isn't who he says he is, so he's being secretive in what he's doing while trying to help Eddie out best he can. But as we've discussed, W hasn't received any new mail since Christmas, which means this fix is likely only temporary. And with 2 out of 8 members of the neighborhood under Home's control, it's only a matter of time before the rest of the town succumb to Home's plan. And if Home has their way, we'll all be joining them down in the void very soon. But hey, that's just a theory. A game theory! Thanks for watching.